USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dive crews in Thailand are resuming their rescue efforts to try to get the rest of a boys' soccer team and their coach out of a cave they've been trapped in for more than 2 weeks. Four boys were brought to safety in a daring rescue operation on Sunday that involved the boys being attached to divers while wearing oxygen masks. It appears they're now resuming those operations to get more of the boys out at this hour. North Korea has resumed anti-American rhetoric after 2 days of meetings between top North Korean officials and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he thinks China may be behind this latest move by the North.
If I were President Trump, I would not let China use North Korea to back me off on the trade dispute.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A top advisor to President Trump when it comes to his choice of a Supreme Court nominee says he's not concerned about conservative pushback against the president's shortlist. Leonard Leo saying, although there's opposition now, many senators will eventually vote for the nominee.
Every potential nominee before announcement gets concerns expressed about them by people who might ultimately support them. People aren't always familiar with their records. Sometimes people say things about one nominee because they favor another.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. President Trump is to announce his Supreme Court pick in a primetime speech tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell facing more protests, people confronting him outside a Louisville restaurant over the weekend as he was the latest target of protesters shouting against Trump administration immigration policies, which McConnell largely supports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Gasoline prices still on the rise, edging up a penny over the last week nationally to the national average of $2.86 a gallon. USA Radio's John Clemens with more.
The biggest increases occurred in Delaware, where the price shot up 9 cents. Motors in Alabama, South Carolina, and in Mississippi enjoy the lowest prices at $2.53 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells us about last year.
The national average 1 year ago, $2.27 a gallon. That sounds like a terrific bargain. Americans shelling out about $1 billion every 4 days more than what they spent a year ago. Prices remain down 8 cents a gallon nationally versus a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
Senate Democrat Charles Schumer wants there to be more transparency when hurricane-damaged vehicles are resold. He says hundreds of cars damaged in last summer's hurricanes are being cleaned up and sold to unknowing customers, people with no idea they had suffered flood damage, because Schumer says there's no law requiring the disclosure be made to buyers. Schumer is calling on the Federal Trade Commission to make changes to the used car rules so customers can make an informed decision when buying a used car. And singer Justin Bieber planning to tie the knot. The 24-year-old pop singer proposing to 21-year-old model Haley Baldwin in the Bahamas over the weekend. And for USA Radio News,